Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. All right, my guest today, IHSA referee clinician, yes, Eric Ferguson. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, first question, Eric. Do you referee football mainly?
Yes, I referee football mainly, and that's with the football season coming up. That's definitely what I'm concerned about.
Okay, and how many flags have you had to throw on coaches over the years? Got a number?
25 years, I'd say 25 times 50 is.
Now, did you coach basketball as well?
No. The only sports I've done is I've done baseball, softball, and football, and I just started volleyball.
I see. Oh, okay. Well, Eric is here at the studio because you may or may not know it, but our officials, they're getting fewer and farther between, and he's holding clinics over the next year or so, and looking for new officials to come aboard, and also for officials to get up to speed on their officiating. First of all, I know you may be hearing this before or after, but he's got more clinics coming up. We do have a clinic coming up. When is that clinic you have?
The clinic's going to be August 22nd. Starts at 5 p.m. and it's going to be at the Southwestern High School in Piasaw.
Okay. Now, Eric, first of all, where you come from? What's your story?
I live in Gillespie, Illinois. I moved there about 7 or 8 years ago from Mattoon, Illinois.
Okay.
And when I came over here, I've been doing football for about 25 years. So I knew a lot of the officials up north of us and south of us, and there was a very big need of officials in the area, but also a place for people to come to learn about officiating. We had to drive an hour to either Springfield or O'Fallon, Illinois, somewhere, and so have local resources for people to come. One, to find out about officiating, how do I get into it, and also when they do get into it, a resource of what am I doing wrong? What am I doing right? How can I get games? And the joy of officiating is you can go as far as you want. You can just do JFL football for the local kids, or you can go up to college or pro or however you want to do.
Here's the thing though. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get over this part of officiating, the fact that fans yelling at you, you know, nobody likes to get yelled at. Let's talk about that a little bit as far as.
I'm smiling because sometimes that's the fun part of it. Sometimes
it?
When people yell at you and you know you're right and they're wrong, it kind of makes you happy. So we also very much, that's the reason we are starting an association in the area too. But we want to, the resource, like I talked about earlier for officials to come to. Why are they yelling at me? But also, as new guys start working with experienced people to help with that, as a coach yells at you, if you're a first-year guy, I don't want to do this, you leave. Well, an experienced guy can come in and talk to the coach, explain to it, and get that guy back for a second, third, fourth year so we get those experienced officials.
Yeah, I remember I used to coach high school basketball. I don't coach grade school basketball. I coached for a number of years. And I have one incident that I remember, and I was coaching at Chester, Illinois, and we were down in Sparta, okay? And when we were in Sparta doing a basketball game, I was coaching it, and I was kind of yelling at the referees. You know, you try to work them. They call it work. You try to work them early so that they maybe give you a call, right?
It's your job to try to get the call. It's our job not to give it to you.
Yeah. It was like you try to work of, you know, like let them know you're there. Let them know, hey, you know, I'm going to be watching every move you make. Don't give me any bad calls. And I was on this one guy, and he just stopped everything, walked over to me, had a big smile on his face, and he goes, "Coach, if you want to, you can do this, but, you know, the game's going to go on." So, like, and he just, the way he acted, he was just very, very nice, and, you know, just like, "Coach, really, come on." I'm like, yeah. Okay, I got it. You know, it's all a game, and it's really not the best example to set for fans or players.
Fans or players, or even it's the confidence level of an official can really dictate a game. You know, 25 years, I'm confident in my rule knowledge and stuff. That's over 25 years. That first year, second year person doesn't have that. But if he works with a 25-year experienced guy or attends our meetings or learns, his knowledge is so much better that you can deal with those situations. And that's stuff that experienced guys can teach versus just going out there and showing up, getting yelled at, decide you don't like it, and leave.
Yeah. Do you think it's better? Like, I know you're recruiting officials, but do you think it's better to start at a lower level, like at the grade school always, level?
Sorry, always better start at a lower level. We encourage lower level. My experience level, I've done D3 colleges and some D2 college. I still do JFL football on Saturdays when I'm able to, because I want to work with younger officials, because it's all about repetition. It's just like sports practice. It's all about repetition, repetition, repetition. JFL is a great place to learn.
Or grade school basketball.
Grade school basketball.
Or grade school volleyball. Yeah. Or any of those.
Any level. Ideas. It's just like working up. Freshman, JV, varsity. You work your way up so you can work these games. It's faster. It's better for sports. Better. So it's a matter of growing into your comfort base.
When you think about it, you think about all the people that grow up involved in sports, you know, playing sports. Some of them, you know, they coach, maybe they coach their kids a little bit, or some of them actually go into coaching, but they like going to the games. But if you wanted to really, if you wanted to get involved and help and really contribute, you know, sign up to be an official. Yeah.
One of our main missions, everybody that I know working forward, is we want to give it back to the sports. That's our purpose. We want to give back to the sport that we played growing up. Our bodies age, for good or better, that you can't continue playing. And this is a way to stay very active in the game versus coaching officials. We have coaches that still officiate other sports. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of give back. Another line is, giving back to the kids. Sports, as we all grow up, as we grew up in the past, sports was an important part of our life. As we officials, the current age, I used to say officials currently between 50 and 60 years old. And
we don't move as fast as 50 and 60.
We're 50 or 60. The kids are still 18.
Yeah.
I don't know how that math works, but it's very much, it's affecting the schools even now. You see a lot more football games or even other games where officials don't show up because they're not officials.
Because they're not officials. What do you mean they don't show up?
Officials, sometimes we don't have enough officials to cover. Figure a Friday night, everybody wants to play a football game.
Right.
We don't have enough officials to cover them all on Friday night, so they have to move the games to Saturday.
Okay. So the same coaches or same referees?
Yeah. We have to double dip on games. I know in bigger towns and stuff like that, I'm also, as older officials retire due to injuries or whatever, I'm getting emails. We're 2 weeks away from the start of season, and I'm still already getting emails for, hey, I need a crew on week 9 because this crew retired. So that's what I mean by the numbers.
Then what I've noticed with officials, known a lot of officials, and there is kind of a brotherhood of officials. They
definitely
have a good time officiating.
Yes.
You know, the camaraderie of officials, especially if you get in a crew, you know, and you're working games, whether it be football, basketball, volleyball, whatever. Tell me about that. Tell me what you've experienced.
Oh, the crew thing is the best thing in the world. On Friday nights, I work the same five guys total, and we travel. My crew, we chose at the beginning, we want to travel. We'll travel to Quincy, Illinois to do a football game, Quincy, Notre Dame, or we'll drive.
Do you like that?
We love that.
Yeah. Why do you love it? Explain.
It's a Friday night. You're out. You're going out. You're doing a football game. You're all five together. And then the ride back, you stop and have some dinner, and you have stories to tell about. And you sit there and you talk about your friends that are also doing games. They're calling you about, hey, this happened during my game. So you're definitely in a brotherhood camaraderie that surpasses just that one game.
Okay. Let's say I'm sitting at home, I hear this interview, right? And I go, you know what? I think I'd like to try that. All right. So what's the first step? And, you know, how do I know I'm going to get with people I like? Yeah. You know, how might I know what kind of crew, you know, that I'm going to be with? Tell me. Yeah. I don't know anybody. Yeah. I just want
to
be in it.
First thing, best thing to do is contact me. My phone number is 217-276-3314. You can call and text me. I can get you going.
Okay. But what if I forget the number? Then how do I find it?
ISSA.com.
Okay.
.org. I forget if it's .com or, but Illinois High School Association, they have a website, has a new officials.
You can
go there.
They have a questionnaire probably where
you're from. They have a questionnaire and sign up for new officials. You sign up for there and then they will guide you to our association, which is the Black Diamond Officials Association.
All right. Okay, well, tell me about the Black Diamond. That's yep. Black Diamond Association. How'd you come up with that? Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm from Gillespie.
When I saw that, I knew Gillespie.
I was from Gillespie, and we wanted to get away from, there's a lot of Southern Illinois, Southwest Illinois. I think one is even like Southwestern Central Mountain Area Officials Association. So we kind of wanted to get away from that. We wanted to get a Black Diamond Officials Association, what we decided on.
Okay, why are we starting a new association?
A new association, we are looking for recruitment and training, and we're looking for in this area.
Some new blood.
And also, I hate to use the word training, but it's more education.
Okay.
But even current officials, we always need education. Officials just don't show up on a game day and say, this is what we're going to do. It's a year-long process now. For example, for football, we have to watch a rules video, which is about 20 minutes long. It explains all the new rules and any areas of emphasis that the National Federation and Illinois High School Association has given us. We have to take a 50-question test that we have to pass.
Okay.
We also have to pass a concussion management class.
We also
have to pass a hate speech class.
Yeah.
That is, those two are actually mandated by the government.
What's the hate speech class about?
Basically what to do and what to look for when two players engage in
hate, calling names,
racial aspects, whatever aspects, how to do it. It's very much mandated of how you deal with it. Coaches are involved in it, so it defines that process, how to deal with that.
I see. Okay. Now, if you're just joining us, I have Eric Ferguson with me, IHSA referee clinician. He referees and he also teaches and educates. So he's with me today. And if you're listening, you want to be a referee, he's a good place to go. That's for sure. Now, let's talk about one thing that you said prior to the interview. You said it's a great hobby that you can make money at. So
yes,
tell me about that aspect.
It's a great. It's you enjoy doing it, so that makes it a hobby. If you enjoy doing stuff, it makes a hobby.
Okay.
So as you get into these sports officials and sports officiating, you will start to enjoy it.
Okay.
And then the money that comes back to you is almost like a bonus. And by that I mean, or
what kind of money can I make? Give me just generally, JFL.
JFL for a day, which you're doing two or three games because you have a fifth and sixth, seventh and eighth grade game. At the very least, you're doing two or three games. You can walk away with about $200 for the day.
Not bad. Yeah, especially for a hobby.
And then you also have for freshman JV games, you're making about $65. That's one game. And that's high school level. For varsity, we can make anywhere between $120 to $75, depends on the size of the school. Like I said, we go up to Quincy, some of the bigger towns, they'll pay more. But then also schools are moving up on their pay because they're realizing it's hard to get good officials. Right. My crew, who we've done state playoffs for the past 3 or 4 years, the schools like us, I'm taking games already for $20-$30.
Are you? Oh, my gosh.
So I don't know what's going to be happening in 2030, but these schools, knowing that we are providing good officials, want to lock us in.
I'll be darned.
So therefore, they're locking us in 2030. I don't know what game I have, but I want you week 4 or week 5 for this schedule.
Okay, and I got another question for you. Okay, so you're refereeing, whether it be, basketball or football. Now, if you're doing wrestling, not so much, running up and down the field or the court, or volleyball is a lot easier.
Right.
Tennis might be a lot easier, but But football and basketball and soccer.
Soccer.
Yeah, soccer. So
there's a reason I don't do soccer.
They are continuously running in soccer. You know, and so how good a shape do you need to be in to even attempt to be a referee?
The game will get you in shape. I mean, it's definitely the game will get you in shape. We encourage, that's another thing, when I said these officials just don't show up on game day and do it. It's a matter of getting in shape. It's a matter of the rule knowledge. I mean, at over 50 years old now, my training's year long. It's some kind of jogging.
I mean, are you working out all year long?
Yeah. Okay. I'm working out all year long. We actually, it's working the mind and body. You work in the body to make sure you stay in shape. I may take after the season, I may take a month or two off, not do anything just for recovery, and then start working myself way back, starting because spring ball starts, scrimmages start. If you're doing baseball, a lot of guys do multiple sports because their friends do it. You have friends you learn doing football, they're doing baseball, softball too. It's a good way to make some side money during the summer. One of our key recruitment is usually high school kids, IHSA, because of the lack of officials. Used to be at the 18. They now provide provisionary license for 17-year-olds so they can do underclassmen games. And then city leagues and stuff, those kind of leagues, usually the requirement is at least have one certified official on the field so we can have a younger person on there. So that's another thing we want to work with.
Right. You know, we've talked about money that they can make at these different levels. Okay. How about what if we want to get up to the big levels? Okay. I mean, for example, you probably know, for example, at Division I football, what are those guys making a game?
The Division I guys, they are making.
I mean, I'm going to talk about like U of I.
U of I guys, and I know some of them. That's one joy of learning this as you go higher.
Sure.
You get to meet these guys. Actually, like I say, I go down to JFL lower class, they come down and help teach us too.
Okay.
So these guys, they make a good five figures for a part-time gig. Part-time again is,
I know. Tell me though, some of these guys, they got regular jobs, they're doing this, what are they making a game?
They're making a game probably about $1,500 a game.
$1,500.
Yeah.
All right. Which is great. I mean, it's $500 an hour.
Yeah. For NFL, they're making, they're more salaried because they're doing 18 games, they're locked in.
Uh-huh.
And they're making, an experienced official will make over $100,000.
In that, sometimes those guys, they might not have to do anything else. They could just officiate in the fall.
They just officiate. Well, that's where, as the past few years, the NFL guys have gone on strike. That's the disagreement that they have with the NFL is, they see themselves as part-time officials, NFL does. You're part-time employees, where they're like, no, you have us working all year, so we're full-time. And they're fighting over benefits is what they're doing.
I see.
So it's when I say it's, again, you don't show up for the game. You have classes. You have stuff. I have an NFL official that I know from Mattoon, Illinois. He kind of put it the best.
What's his name?
Ken Tracy.
Yeah.
He did NFL. And so, therefore, he really told us, he's like, it got to be a job once I got over a certain level. Usually about college, it becomes a job. It's
I mean, we all got jobs. We're making money in our jobs, so it's understandably that it would be a job.
And you have that level, you have to enjoy the pressure.
Sure. Yeah.
NFL guy, how much money do you have bet on this guy? The betting dollars affects.
Oh, yeah.
Not the game, but the mindset you're in. This person's, how much money do you have on the field with, just think about how much each player makes.
Yeah.
The responsibility you have to protect these players, cause that's part of what officials do too, is protecting players from themselves because of all the safety rules. You're there to enforce those rules.
Yeah.
So you're protecting these players. So you got to make sure you're right. And if you do make a wrong call, now you cost this coach his job, that is his family's money and stuff like that.
You got to be on it.
And that goes all the way down to high school.
Right.
I mean, if a coach is 0-10, he better be a real good teacher.
Yes. Okay. Here's a question I have, though. Yeah. What does the IHSA do? Because this is where you're at, right?
Yeah.
What do they do? I mean, when we get up to some levels, there probably is some betting on high school games, you know? I mean, not...
Yeah.
No, but and we know there's betting on college games.
Well, yeah, it's betting on college games for sure. The best thing is...
I mean, what I'm asking is this. How do they keep people from referees getting in there and, you know, edging the bet? How do they keep that from happening?
Part of it is the process of having the clinicians and the training. And also, we have an observers program where IHSA comes and observes, uh-huh. and other officials come observe other officials.
All right. And so that's always going on.
And today really has been great, the access of film. The days of the videotape are gone, where if there's an issue with anything, those coaches can send that tape up to the IHSA. And ultimately, IHSA has the full say. And IHSA is actually a co-op of all the schools. And the officials are independent contractors that contract to officiate the game under the requirements that the IHSA puts down. So there are rules in place to do. So if there are issues, there is an alternative to do this.
So if you are cheating, if you're terrible, you could just lose your job anyway.
Yeah.
If you just can't call, make a right call.
But the independent contractor, it kind of goes back to the school. If you think the guy's a bad official, don't hire him.
Oh, you know, it goes back. One of the most famous scenes I remember is Bobby Knight throwing a chair across the across the floor, which, you know, he just threw it across the floor. And I heard, you know, I mean, did he get fined for that?
Oh, I'm sure he got fined.
Yeah. But actually, he had an excuse. He said he saw a little old lady trying to find a seat, couldn't find one, so he threw the chair across the floor.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. I'm sure there was nothing preempting that. And that's the stories that you talked about, the brotherhood.
Yeah.
25 years, there's tons of stories about coaches and how you deal with the coaches. And that's part of the fun that the officials can trade within their own.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be a favorite at a cocktail party when you start talking about what coaches have done to you over the years.
Right.
I mean, I've done past couple of years, had a coach yelling at me because, Eric, they're jumping over the pile. They're jumping over the pile. I finally asked him, why is that illegal? And he just went, I have no idea, but they can't do it. I'm like,
throw a flag.
Yeah. It's like this. So it's interesting how this stuff works out. And again, it's not on a first year or second year official to have those experiences. It's the goal of the experienced official to help get them so they can get to that level.
All right. Well, we ran out of time.
Great.
All right. And you're going to have other clinics coming on, but you do have one on the
August 22nd at 5 p.m. at the Southwestern High School in Pinesaw.
If you're interested, show up.
Yep, show up. And if this is airing afterwards, feel free to give me a call or text me at 217-276-3314.
All right. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.